Gary, if you would, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself for people who don't know you.
Well, I'm the Diversified Regional Technical Manager for the Diversified Region, which includes all of the Cotton Belt from Texas over to South Carolina and then north all the way up to Maine. So I have apples to oranges from Maine to Florida and then the Cotton Belt across the South.
Well, BASF has some, I think, exciting news for cotton producers who are attending Beltwide this year. Tell us a little bit about what the big news and the excitement is for these people.
Well, we're really excited. Headline fungicide has been registered for use on cotton, for a foliar treatment on cotton. And we had a lot of research trials out this past year, and we saw a pretty good benefit to cotton yields, that there's some diseases out there that are attacking cotton, and Headline helps with it, gives it that plant health, that disease protection, and helps us increase our cotton production off that acre.
So tell me about this pre-Beltwide symposium or little conference that you're having. Who all is going to be here and what kind of information are they going to learn?
Well, at this symposium, what we've invited is a lot of the key crop consultants in the Cotton Belt. And the cotton growers utilize these consultants to help them scout for diseases, for insects and pests. And we want to train them and show them what Headline brings forward for the cotton grower, and train the consultants, and so they can see what to look for, when to put it on properly to get the best bang for the buck, and what they should look for.
Well, looking at the product and the trials that you mentioned, tell me what it is that you found and how this product is going to be a new element, I guess, maybe, of a management program for cotton producers.
Right. Cotton is a heavily managed crop. And, I mean, there's insecticides going on all the time, herbicides. This is the first fungicide ever really registered for use in it. But they have plant growth regulators that they do to control the height of cotton and make picking easier. This fits right in with that management program. It's not a different timing. It fits right in with some of the PGRs and some of the insecticide programs. So as they're going over the field, they can put this on easily. That also helps them, and we're going to put that on shortly after the first blooms, probably 10 to 14 days or 14 to 21, depending on the cotton variety that you've got or the longevity of the variety, so we can protect those first bolls on the plant, those money bolls, if you will.
Describe the benefit to the producer in using a fungicide at that particular point in time. What does that gain for him by the time he picks that cotton?
Well, those first bolls are the ones that really produce the highest quality and the most amount of cotton on that plant. And what we want to do is use Headline as a protectant to keep the diseases down, protect those bolls, to let them get the best lint possible, the best lint quality, and the highest production out of those early bolls. And what that gives to the grower at the end of the day is a better yield, a better quality cotton, and a better production off that same field without trying to plant more acres or without trying to put more fertilizer on, utilizing and maximizing the return off that acre.
So if growers want more information about what this fungicide can mean for them, what do they need to do?
Well, you can talk to your crop consultants, hopefully, because I think they will know, hopefully after the end of this meeting, they'll know. The other thing is go to the BASF website.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Gary Fellows with BASF here at Beltwide. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.